It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, yeah, it's tea time. We are kicking things off with Greece. This is so cool. Aw, one of my favorites. Okay, so a man bought Olivia Newton-John's Greece jacket. And get this, he gave it back to her. It's the one she wore during You're the One That I Want. And it sold for $243,200. But this charity auction, and the buyer is like her number one fan. He loved him some Sandy. And he didn't keep it. He decided to gift it back to the actress. And
that's so sweet.
Like, how often does that happen?
I know. I feel like never. That is so, so sweet.
I mean, and those skin-tight pants that she wore, the leather ones, they raised like $405,000. So all
my gosh.
If there was one movie memorabilia, do you guys have any idea of what you would want? Like something iconic?
Ooh.
I would want like the diamond necklace from Pretty Woman. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, that would be nice.
People want to buy like Batman suit or something, you know, stuff
I
like that.
I know, this is super weird, but the yellow diamond or like the yellow jeweled necklace from How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh, beautiful, the Kate Hudson wears.
Yes.
We just actually just want to wear those things.
Yeah.
I've got one.
What?
I want the lamp from Aladdin. The genie's lamp.
Oh, so in hopes that it will work.
Yes.
Well, okay. It's not real, but Porkchop will have that talk a little bit later.
Oh, right.
I love it. Well, this is so cute. Kendall Jenner sat down with Harry Styles. He was filling in for James Corden. And by the way, these two used to date. She was very earnest and honest about rating her siblings, like who is the best parent.
Rank your siblings, Kim, Kylie, Chloe, Courtney, and Rob, from best to worst parents.
I mean, I'll start by saying they actually are all amazing. They really are. Like, can't make
Okay.
They are. They are.
Okay.
I swear. But I'd say Rob is number one.
Okay.
And then he's so good to his daughter. And then, I mean, that's so hard. They're all amazing.
Drink the eggnog.
No. No. And then it would be like Chloe, Kim, Kylie,
Courtney was last, and she has the most kids, doesn't she? Equal, I guess, with Kim.
No,
I get Kim took over.
Kim just upstaged her, but I will say I am shocked by that. I was expecting it to be Chloe, Kylie, Rob, Courtney, Kim.
I would be heartbroken, like, if my little sister said I was a worse parent than my other sister. I don't know, but I guess she was honest, so now we know. Well, now we know what Kris Jenner wants to get you for the holidays. She says Botox, and what exactly has she herself had done?
Botox and fillers and laser and things like that. And I had a boob job in the 80s.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I mean, everyone looks to them. They're like, oh, they're so beautiful. They have an unlimited budget, and they literally go to the doctor weekly, which is amazing, all the lasers, all the things they do. But she says that Botox is just the gift that keeps on giving, and that for the holidays, she's giving everyone gift cards for Botox. Of course, she has partnered with Botox Cosmetic.
Wow.
I would not take that as a diss, though, because, I mean, if you want to get a little stuff, I think that's better than, like, a pair of socks or a sweater.
It's Hollywood.
Right?
People start getting Botox at 19. A girl in my sorority started getting Botox at 17.
Yeah. Wow. And I mean, MJ, that's Kris Jenner's mom, is 85. And she's like, she loves Botox. She actually just had Botox for the first time, unlike the rest of her family. Like, it's weird, like, her granddaughters got Botox before her. But hey, whatever floats your boat. Brad Pitt probably has had a little Botox. He says, no, none of the dating rumors are true.
You know, you get older and you just get tired of protecting yourself or having any secrets. You know, you just want to get on with it.
He does want to get on with it. He is just so sexy. I feel like the older he gets, like fine wine, the better looking he gets. He says, no, I don't even know half of the women that people are rumoring me to be dating. I am very much single. That's great news. That makes me smile. Well, okay, coming up in group therapy, Jessica is quite single herself. Here's the thing. She hooked up with one of her best friends, and she can't stop thinking about it. However, he's kind of brushed over it. She doesn't know when he's back for Christmas, the holidays, if she could bring it up, if she should express her feelings, or if that's going to make it awkward and ruin their friendship. That's coming up in less than 10 minutes on group therapy. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.